sales of tarot cards have more than doubled in recent years. And today, we remember the person who wrote the quintessential book on tarot, Rachel Pollack. Pollack died earlier this month. She was 77 years old. She was also a revered figure for many in the fantasy and comic book worlds. Ajua Jima Brempong has our remembrance.
Rachel Pollack helped transform tarot from a practice that was widely dismissed as an esoteric parlor trick into a way of connecting with yourself that felt personal and political. She talks about that in a 2019 YouTube interview with Masters of the Tarot.
I think that for us, we were trying to kind of break the tarot free from what it had been and open up a whole new way of being.
Pollack's book, 78 Degrees of Wisdom, came out in 1980. It made tarot less cheesy and more of a feminist practice that helped many people connect to the divine. Pollack delighted in challenging norms of gender and sexuality. In 1993, she took over the DC Comics Doom Patrol series, where she created one of the first transgender superheroes. Her name was Coagula, and her first foil was a villain named Codpiece.
Since Codpiece's whole issue is being ashamed of himself and ashamed of his sexuality, I should have someone who's overcome shame.
That's Rachel Pollack in a 2022 interview explaining Coagula's origin story on the Mega Brain Comics YouTube channel.
For the many transgender people at that time, you know, the big issue was overcoming society's feeling we should be ashamed of ourselves and past and all these other kinds of terrible things. So I just invented this character.
Pollack authored more than 40 books, including science fiction novels that won the Arthur C. Clarke and World Fantasy Awards. Rachel Pollack created worlds that were both gleefully bizarre and deeply spiritual. A refuge for weirdos. Without shame. For NPR News, I'm Ajua Jima Brempong.